you, this song says, God is my everything. Can I?
We are in their mind, they are doing the same, praying for us.
Amen.
So, We are not ashamed, as he said before. We are few in numbers, but it must go on.
That's right.
It must go on. You must have a praise. You must have something to say to God. And I give God thanks for being here so that I can do what thus said the Lord. Okay, Father God, I give you thanks and I give you all the praise and I give you all the glory because you are God. And as I always said, you are God alone. You need no help from no one. You did it all alone by yourself. You came, you died, oh God. And you went back and you said you are going to prepare a place for us, Jesus. And here we are tonight, Jesus, standing, oh God, going through this process so that one day we will be there. Let my word be thy word, Jesus. Move all doubts and fear from my mind now, Jesus. Have your own way with me, Jesus. So someone may hear thy word, someone may be healed, and someone may be saved. In Jesus' name I pray. But the word must go on. Hallelujah. 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 Okay. When I was called to preach, I just received a telephone call. Bloomfield, are you going to preach? I said, okay. No thought process to it, because for me, I always said that you must always be ready. You understand, preaching comes in many different ways. You can come and give your experience that you have been through. But thank be to God, I am not afraid of the gospel. So here am I tonight.
All right.
And my topic tonight, I'm going to read before I give you my topic. And I'm going to read the book of Psalms. And it is Psalms 23. Everybody knows this psalm. So let's stand and we read this together. It said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup it runneth over. He says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. This is a very popular psalm. I think probably one of the most popular psalms. This psalm is probably read every day. Somewhere along the line, there's a song, there are a lot of songs. Many artists have done these songs in many different ways. If I recall, there are many different ways. People use it as a prayer also. But David wrote this with a meaning. I believe when David wrote these songs, he didn't just think. I don't think that he went so deep because he was a child. I thought I could say, probably, this psalm wasn't written when he was a child, because this psalm must have some maturity in it for this psalm to be written. That's how I see it. It says, my topic tonight is that, how do you view God? Because what David does here is show you exactly how he view God. Mm-hmm. It's clear, this is how David view God. So the question asks, you may be seated if you want, and you can stand with me and pray with me. I don't have a problem. Okay. This is how David see God or view God, okay? It said, when we read Psalms, do we fully understand what it said? Or we just read it because it's easy, we can memorize it, it's so nice, the word connects together, it's flow, so we just like you count 1, 2, 3, or you said there, A, B, C. This Psalms is as easy as that. The Lord is my shepherd, it is as flow. Understand, but do we really understand this? This is one of the most popular psalms that I said before. But do we believe it? Do we actually live it? Or do we understand what you say there? As we said, it's a norm, it's a ritual. We come here, we clap, we shout, we sing. But when you go to the door, it's a different thing. Are we doing that? It said, the Lord is my shepherd. Understand? It said, David said, the Lord is, and he said, my shepherd. And everybody know what a shepherd is. A shepherd is a person who attends to the animal sheep. And that means you attend, you're there with him throughout the course of the day. You're going to feed him, ensure that you run him up. He doesn't go astray, because this animal, the sheep, if you know him, he wander off. Mm-hmm. Gone. And if you look and see how David put it, David said, the Lord is my shepherd. So we can look at it. We are going to say, the Lord God, we are the sheep. So we are that sheep that David is talking about. Because right now, if God does turn his back, you know what will happen. That's why a lot of people going through their situation and they're saying, there is no God. Where is God in all this? But God is right there. He doesn't turn. He's always there. You understand? It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Do you only understand when it says, David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want? We sing it. But do we really want? What is it that we want from God? Isn't God giving us all that we want? Isn't God giving us our, we only see God because the light bill to pay, the car payments to make, the phone bill, whatever, the hospital, whatever bills to be paid, we only see God in that light. Nothing else. As it said, I could say, God, healer, is a healer. When we go into our sickness, there's a lot of sickness going on now. The last one that I heard is the Ebola. Thank be to God, someone died, yes, give God the praise. Someone was healed. She shouted hallelujah, the greatest thing. She said, I must give God thanks. But the question asks, how do we see God? He's a healer, one, boom. He's the savior of the whole world. He died for us. He gave his life. So we were all messed up. He sent many persons before, many, many, many. And he came by himself to say, okay, you have failed. And he said, okay, I'm going to walk this walk. I'm going to talk this talk. I'm going to do what others, what whoever I have sent before do. But I'm going to do it. While he was there, he did it and he saved us. He died on that cross. Yes. He was placed there. He was crucified. Yes. They thought they had him, but they failed. So he's our savior. He's our provider. All the things that you want. Look at us. Are we happy? We are here tonight. We are blessed. There's a lot of persons who want to be here. They are in wheelchair. They are in the hospital. They are somewhere else and they are hurting to be here. But we are here. That means we are truly blessed. So therefore, God is our provider. He provides food on our table, clothes on our back, roof of our head. Look at us. He provides for his children. It said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He is our creator. He created this. He said, let there be light, and there was. You understand? He created this. So he can do whatever he wants. As I always said, he said, the songwriter said, he is God alone. Yeah. Only he is alone. Yeah. So he doesn't need Bloomfield, he doesn't need no one else. Yeah. But he is God alone. Alright. He's our rock.
Yes.
The rock means when you're down, when in problem, you can go there. Shelter underneath the rock, because God is our rock.
Yes.
You understand? So it said, as David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Therefore, you shouldn't want anything. So at tonight, say, I'm telling you, God is your shepherd. Just always remember these Psalms when you're going through your situation, that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Two, he maketh me to lie down in green pasture. Look at it. He make it, and then he lead me beside the still water. Oh, God is good. God allow us to lie down. You understand? To lie down in green, he take us. We are comfortable. That's all God. When you're with God, he allow you to be comfortable. It doesn't matter what you're going through, you're always comfortable. It doesn't matter. He said, he lead you beside still. Still mean quietness. Doesn't cut the river. Smooth.
Yes.
You want to go alongside a river in the morning and listen. Just listen. And many persons go there to meditate. That's where God leads us, to that still water.
Yes.
You understand? When we're down in the valley, when we're going through our circumstances, this is what God does. He restores it.
Yes.
He restores that troubled mind that you have. You understand the burden that is wearing you down. If you just wait on the Lord, God said, the Lord is my shepherd. That means you must stay there. If the sheep went away, you cannot.
Yes,
that soul will never be restored. Look at it. We went out. If you went out, you're on your own. But as long as you remain there, David said, I shall not want.
Yes.
He restored my soul.
Yes.
He leaded me in what? What kind of part? A right. You understand? Let's look at it easy. This is the narrow road. That's the wide road. Chip, look, this one is so beautiful. There's a lot of men here. Yeah, lots of men. You understand? There's so much thing out there now. Look, gambling, womanizing. So much thing I could see.
Yes.
It looked prosperous. You saw your friend driving Escalade. You saw your friend wearing the best sneakers, 250,000 diamond teeth, whatever.
Yes.
The girls over there, she looked beautiful, but that's not what the Lord wants for you.
Yes.
He wants for you to stay focused on Him. Because one of these days, you're going to walk, hallelujah, you're going to walk that street of hope. All that you're earning for now, all that you're earning for now, that is not of God. Just leave it alone. Because one day, it's going to be all yours. It said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He created. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. So you don't have to worry about nothing. You understand? It said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Guidance. God is good. He said, yea, though I walk through the, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because God will be with you.
Yeah.
So when you are going through your circumstance, when you are going through your burden, God is there. Never think in the doubt of your mind that my God is not there. When you're lying on that sickbed, when the co-worker is giving you problem, when the children is giving you problem, just cry out and say, God, take this. Does the Lord take this? Because He's right there. Never in your clear mind you said, oh, where is God? God is right there. David said, yea, though I walk, you're going through. So if there's a lot of gunmen on this road and you have to go through there tonight to go home, you just go through it in Jesus. You said, cover me, Lord. You said, cover me, Lord. Cover me, Lord.
Yes.
And you go through. Because it's going to ride through King Jesus. You're going to ride through with King Jesus.
Yes.
You understand? No man shall hinder me. Ride on. So you're going to ride on with Him. Nobody will hinder you because you are coming in the name of Jesus. It said, no weapon that form against you will ever prosper when you come in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You understand? Because you have that power. You can trample upon scorpion. Because you have the power. It said, I will fear no evil.
Yes.
So God will take away that fear from you. God will move it away because he said, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, and He give you comfort. You so much thing God gave you? You so did? See? This Psalms 23 that we actually read every day, we sing every day, it's telling us a lot. It tells us who God is, what God does. You understand? He restored it. He gives you what you want. He protects you. He guides you. That's all that it is saying. He says, thou preparest a table for me in the presence of my enemy. Come on, God, good. Look what God does.
That's right.
Your enemy. But yet still God prepares a table in the presence of my enemy.
Yes.
So God take you out here, put you right here. So sometimes you're at work and you're going through a problem. Don't worry about it. Hold on to King Jesus, because one day you are going to be the head and not the tail. If you're serving God, I don't expect that you're going to say stagnant. That means you're not going nowhere.
If you're not going nowhere, check yourself. Check it, because you are going for a wreck. You understand? Because if you sit down here and you're not growing, it doesn't make sense. That means you're not seeing God as a shepherd. You're not seeing God as a healer. You only see God whenever you want that ride, that house. But as soon as God gives you that ride and that house, you step on. You start to show peace. Oh, I'm driving a nice car. I'm living a big house. But where's that praise? Where's that thankful? Where's that say, God, I appreciate what you have done? Where's that thing that said, God, you have blessed me? And I must give him all the praise and all the glory because he is God.
Yes.
No one else can give that to you but God himself. David, very good scripture. It said, thou anointed my head with oil and my cup runneth over. When I look at this, when the cup runneth over, doesn't matter how God bless you. He bless you, he said bless you, that's overtake you. He does not go overtake you. That's why we're here. Blessing does not overtake you. And look at it, you have been in church, people you have been in church a long time. You have seen many blessings. You have seen your problem, don't have that money to pay that bill. But God blesses you anyhow. Somebody knock on the door and said, the Lord said, here. So just stay with God. Just stay with him. He has to take care of us. We are his children. We are the sheep of his pastors. He must. He will. He's, remember, he said he will never leave us. Enough. And if in the doubt of your mind that God, where is God? He's right here. I always said, when you ask, where is God? Just ask, where are you? Because what happened right there is that you let go. This is God. And you put your hand here. And you let go. You said, where is God in my trouble? He was the one who was carrying you through. And you did not acknowledge that. You were so caught up in this world. But you forgot what this word said. He said, my child, I will be with you always. You understand? Just always remember that. He said, I will be with you always. It said, surely goodness and mercy shall be. It will always follow. Yeah. I always heard my mother usually said to us that when you do good, good follow you. And the more you give, the more you receive. Yeah. But what I've always observed is that it probably don't come to you. The blessing might not come to you because you have always been giving. But it will go down to that generation. Your son, your daughter, daughters, son. It flows because you were good up here, so everything trickled down. But if you were bad here, everything trickled down and left someone in between break. If that curse doesn't break, it will trickle down. You understand? He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And he said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Which one of the houses I think is? It's eternity. He's so far ahead, look. After everything that's happening here, how do I see God? I see God as my healer. I see God as the restorer of my life. I see God as the provider of my life. I see God as my rock. I see God as the one who take me from piety to piety. And after this, I remain underneath with him. I remain here with him. You understand? I mean that obedient sheep. I did not mean that goat. Goat and sheep, two different things. The goat will walk and roam and do all that thing, but the sheep will remain here. You understand? If you be that sheep and humble thyself, God will provide it for you.
Yes.
So if you don't allow yourself to be humble, if you don't allow yourself to be that of that state of mind, you understand, to stay with God, you are not going to be there. Remember, it's easy. This road isn't easy. Yes. David did already know that this road wasn't easy because there's going to be a lot of things. God knows.
Yes.
When he walked, when he stopped here and he said, preach a little, he has to move because they wanted to kill him. He come here, he preach a little, he has to move because they wanted to kill him. He knows. He knows. When he get upset when they were gambling in the temple, he knows. And he get upset and he do flick it over. He knows what was happening. He keep moving. So my friends and my sister, I'm telling you, just keep holding on. Just see God as a shepherd in your life. Just see yourself as that lamb, that sheep. You have to humble thyself, because if you can't humble thyself, you have no way going. You understand? It doesn't make sense. You come here, sit down, and when the praise team sing, we jump and we shout. But as soon as we walk through the valley of that shadow of death, we crumble. As soon as you go into the problem, you crumble. You understand? You have to stand. You have to stand out as a true soldier. When the soldier marched, he said, left, right, left, F, I, left, right, F, right. He said, when you step out of step, you need to go back in line. Because the marching, left, I, F, I, F, I. The sergeant might say, someone is out of step, get in step back. That's all God required for us to do, to get back in line. Yeah. Yes. So if you're not underneath the wing of the Lord, you need to get there tonight. You need to see God. You need to say to God, God, search my heart. See God if there's any wicked ways within me. You need God to get it to blot out. Because God can do that. He alone can fix it. It's all right. It's a fix it, Jesus, fix it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He alone can fix it. He alone can mend that broken heart. Amen. You understand? He alone can do about anything. You know, the old man can't. David know. David say, if you remain there, it's God. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. He said it, you know, you won't want anything. There's a difference between wants and there's a difference between needs. David knew, and he said it to us, but I'm Christian, we sing it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. It's so sweet, so you sing it and catch it. You're singing because it's sweet. But does you allow this to resonate upon your heart? Do you really understand what it is saying? Do you see what David is saying to us tonight? We come here every Sunday, and we come here every Friday, but we probably sing this, and many songs in here. But does we allow those songs? Don't we live it out? Does we live out this song? How do you see God? Ask yourself, how do I see God? Who is God to you? Who is He to you? Yes. Why are you here? Why are you here? Why are you here? Why are you here? Is it because your husband is here, your daddy, your mother, your husband, your children? What is it? Why are you here? We're going to come here because it is the norm. Send them to church. It is more than that. David said more than that. So I'm asking you tonight, how do you see God? I remember many years ago when I was going through my problem. When I was going through, when I was sick with the foot problem first. And I usually go to all of these dance. I was in church. I heard your testimony. I think my testimony is just like yours. I was there. I do chants. I do volleyball too. I was there. A lot of girls. I have it too. When I was 13, 14, I got saved. But I didn't see the Lord as, I didn't see this. I didn't see as my Savior, my healer, my provider. That wasn't on my mind. I didn't have Jesus on my mind. But I get it right. I get it right. So I'm telling you, if you're here sitting down, I was here just like you sitting down. I was there sitting down. I go to Sunday school. I was there. I sing on the choir. So the voice can't sing anymore. The doctor said, wow, your voice gone. I don't know where I get this voice from, but I thank God. I am here standing up tonight. I can say, great is the Lord. Yes. And great is to be praised.
Yes.
You understand? His faithfulness. Mm-hmm. He's so faithful to me. Yes. You understand? But David already said it before. When I look at it, I pondered on it. I have never heard anyone preach this message before. I have never. I don't know why God has given me this message. And I write it down. Who is God? Who is God? They say, crucify him. Nobody. Let them see him as nothing. They say, crucify him. Give me Barnabas. Give me that man. The two evil boys. They see him. They know what. They know who was God. They know him.
Yes, sir.
When Jonah heard the voice, Jonah knew who he was. Jonah hide. He knew who was God. But you can't hide because you sit high in blue. You understand? It said God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So you have to get it right. You can't run. You can't hide. Because we're going to run to. Jonah thought he had it covered. Jonah knew who was God. That's why I hide. Why did he hide? He knows. Because it said right here, it said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So Jonah started to fear. Come, take over Jonah. He run because he said, why am I going to go on that road to preach? You're crazy. Just imagine God telling to your friend them when you were that to tell you that to go and tell your friend them, come, let's go to church. After you messed up yourself going with them to the clubs and a lot of girls, a lot of bourbons, we call it, a lot of alcohol in your system. And then you come, let's go to church. I'm gonna laugh at you. Jonah knew what he was against. But Jonah did not understand. But he did it eventually. Because he prevailed. When the three boys were thrown into jail, this is one of the powerful picture that painted in the Bible for me. They were thrown in to the fire. While they were there, there was one person. Somebody saw him and said, 1, 2, 3. Who is the fourth person? Hallelujah. Who is the fourth person? He was God alone. He was God. And he was God alone. So the Daniel boy already knew who was Jesus. They know God will protect them. They know when they go through the fire, God will protect them. They know when they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, they will fear no evil. Because it already said no weapon that form against them will prosper. They know. So I'm beseeching you, my virgin, ask a neighbor, ask yourself, who is God? I am here. And I sometimes wonder, even at work, if these people understand who is God. The place decorated with spiders, with cobweb. There was a shooting in school today. Cobweb. They take the Bible, but they give you Halloween. So they, in the beginning, said, give us Barnabas. Crucify him. So they will do what? Put him here and give you Halloween. Take out Christianity here and give you Halloween. That's what they do, you know?
Nice.
So there's nothing in school anymore. Thank God there's something in Jamaica still holding on to it. But we are dying slowly because people does not understand who God is. Oh no, they don't get it. Who is God? God is our healer. God is our provider. God restored our life. He provided. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright morning star.
Yes.
He's El Shaddai. Mm-hmm. You understand? So I'm saying to you, when you go down your knee, you worship him. You call him all the name. You. That's what he needs. He loves to be picked up. You say, Lord have mercy. I praise you. I magnify you. I lift you because you are holy. Holy, holy you are. You are the first and you are the last. There is none like you and there will never be. It's all that is going on. There will never be but God alone. You understand? So I'm saying to you, trust God. See God for who God is, and it will be a make a difference in your life. That's all you need to know. Who is God? It's just like you're at school and you're studying a particular topic, you must know the subject matter. And then as long as you know the subject matter, what it's talking about, you can pull through. But if you don't know who God is, you're not going to do it. Because God is a subject matter. He is a subject. That's why we are here tonight.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. It's God allowed us to be here. You understand? Pastor could have locked, but he see who God is. He prayed, he understand. He said, God, we're a few numbers. It must go on.
Yes.
So the scripture said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Yes. Yes.
I shall not want. This is how David see it. I'm telling you, this is how I'm going to see it. And I'm telling you, this is how you must see it. Give God a chance in your life. Accept God for who he is and he will be a difference in your life. You can make a turning point in your life if you see God for who he is. Stand for righteousness. Stand for holiness. Stand for something. If you're not standing for these, you're going to stand for nothing. You're going to be easily tilted. You're going to be easily pushed away. You're easily going to be fall. And when you fall, you'll take too long to get up. It's a quick thing. You fall, you get up. You said, God, forgive me. But this I'm telling you, don't take it as that. You do it today, you do it tomorrow, you do it. No. It's not like that. When you repent of your sin, you must make sure that you're not going to do it again. If you get caught up with it again, God will understand if it was a situation that you can't escape from. But God knows. You can't do the same thing over and over and expect that God will going to sometimes going to love you. That's why in scripture said he's going to love you to the reprobate mind. He's going to love you. That's why a lot of people said, oh, a lot of people die now. Where is God in all this? A lot of people ask Weston, where is he? The baby died. She burned in the fire. The baby was killed. The gunman shoot her. Where is God? But God is there. He allows it to happen. He knows what he's doing. Remember that. So tonight, I'm in closing. I'm going to say to you, give God a chance. See God for who God is. You understand? It says, goodness and mercy will always follow you if you remain under the shadow of the hand of God. You understand? It said, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you.